We have a very strong advisory council that includes older adults who are involved in the Senior Companion Program, as well as older adult leaders throughout the area and those who work closely with older adults. And we also are keeping our ears very finely tuned to the national scale and the community to find out what is needed. What we really want to do is to best amplify and expand offerings in areas where there is potential for great growth. And that's what our focus will be.
And what are some of the different programs and classes that will be offered?
Well, the focus, the mission of the Successful Aging Institute is to provide lifelong learning opportunities for achieving dreams. And so our classes are actually open to adults of all ages and especially focused on the educational needs of mature adults and those who nurture their success. So we have classes in the fall that will be open both for adults of all ages who want to age successfully, because hopefully that's not something that you first decide to do as an older adult, but perhaps somebody who's beginning to think about how do you want to mature into that third stage of life, as well as new hands-on exploratory courses, especially created for mature adults and offered in collaboration with area senior centers and activity centers. And then we'll be offering staff trainings for those who work with older adults and in senior-oriented businesses and living communities, and then also new workforce skill development for mature workers who wanted to find and achieve their own career goals.
In this economy, many older people are finding they need to go back to work to help make ends meet. How will the Institute help with those retraining needs?
We're working currently with an organization that is here in Lane County and also a federal organization called Experience Works from the U.S. Department of Labor. And their focus is getting older adults retrained and back to work. And they don't really have an educational partner in that endeavor at this point in time. So we've been very excited to have some initial meetings and begin to plan out how we can best work together so that Lane can utilize its vast resources, both on main campus and at the downtown center, to help people figure out what it is that they want to do next and best get supported in those endeavors. There are already a number of older adults. There 5% of the entire Lane Community College population is over 65 already, and we haven't done anything yet. So there are many older adults who are utilizing both main campus and the downtown center. We want to figure out the very best ways to support their work and their endeavors. And so one of the things that we're very open to is community input. We want folks to let us know how they see us best helping them meet their needs.
And certainly one of the areas that we are expecting to see growth is in care of elderly people as they continue
Absolutely.
To age. And so would this institute also be helping to train people to take care of the elderly?
Absolutely, in two different ways right off the bat, Rachel. One of them is that we offer gerontology modules for through continuing education that will start in the fall, programs such as Successful Aging, Understanding and Design, What's So Great About Growing Older, Confronting Age Bias, Growing the Brain as It Ages. These are programs that we're offering for people who both want to know about their own aging process and also who are caring for older adults and wanting to better understand them. In addition, we're working with senior living communities to develop specific trainings for their staff based on their interests and their needs. And the first one that we're offering is going to be called Our Residents Love the Food Here. And we have an expert chef and educator who will be working with 20 people from a wide range of facilities, teaching them how to make sure that the food that they offer in their skilled nursing facility, assisted living center, residential care center, that it is not only very well suited to the specific dietary needs of their residents, and that it is economical, and that it in both time and budget, but also that it tastes good, because sometimes that's a really hard part to include along with everything else. And we have that class is actually almost full. We'll probably be offering another section of it soon. We also have had a lot of requests for courses in leadership and supervision for new managers and those who with whom their administrators are cultivating leadership development. Also courses in life skill management for staff who are working with older adults, and courses in things like understanding dementia, understanding grief and loss, understanding the difference between normal age-related memory loss and dementia, some of those kinds of areas. So we're very excited and to have gotten such a very warm reception from the community for offering these kinds of classes.
Will there be an overlap between what's offered at the Institute and what's offered in general at the college?
Oh, absolutely. We're working very closely with Continuing Ed and SAI, the Successful Aging Institute, as part of Continuing Education, Community Education at Lane. We are also working with credit departments, and we're working with the Business Development Center. So Lane has just been tremendous in opening up all of their resources for us to make sure that the older adults and those who nurture them that are participating with SAI have the best support from Lane possible. One of the ways that we haven't spoken about yet that we're involved with the credit departments is through some of the hands-on enrichment programs that we're offering in collaboration with Willamette Lane Adult Activity Center, Campbell Center, and River Road Park and Rec. This fall, there will be four different classes that we're calling Just For You Boomers and Beyond Special Saturday Series. And adults can choose from a class on Northwest cuisine, hands-on, fun with fitness, online social networking so that they can Twitter, blog, Facebook, YouTube right along with their grandchildren and everybody else, and a class that will take participants behind the mask in theater and be both a participatory and a viewing focused class with Sparky Roberts, Judith Roberts up on main campus. So we really want to create an environment and let older adults know that the environment on both main campus and the downtown center, very, very open and very welcoming to them.
Barbara Sussman is director of the new Successful Aging Institute at Lane Community College. Registration begins September 10th. For more information, visit our website, klcc.org. For KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald.